Michelle Grattan is here from The Conversation. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Hi, Hamish.
Anthony Albanese's keynote address at that Shangri-La dialogue, it was a fairly key foreign policy moment for him. How successful do you think it was? Was it just overshadowed by all of this stuff around China and the US?
Well, to an extent, but I think he presented a broad picture of where Australian foreign policy is at. In particular, he emphasised that dialogue was really important in managing the China relationship, and he was very praiseworthy of the Biden administration's attempts to get more dialogue, get better communications between the US and China.
We heard the Treasurer this morning, obviously another rate rise may loom tomorrow. Voters so far haven't really seemed to blame the Albanese government for the state of the economy. But do you think at this point that's starting to get a bit harder for them?
I don't think there'll be any light bulb moment in terms of voters turning against the government. I do think they understand that the present situation is basically not the government's fault. But nevertheless, I think that over time, as people feel more and more squeezed in their own economic position, their own cost of living, that sours the mood and that does flow over to feelings about a government. So it's not good for the government in the medium term.
News poll out this morning shows support for The Voice falling below 50% now. Does this show that Peter Dutton maybe has quite cleverly picked his line, or is at least delivering on what he wants?
Obviously, Peter Dutton's line, the opposition's formal position, not the position of all Libs, is important here. But I think that more generally, now that there's more concern and scepticism about The Voice, it's getting into a very dangerous position for Labor because of its lost this referendum. Yes, Peter Dutton will be blamed, but the consequences will be with the government. The blow to reconciliation and also, I think, the blow to the government's authority and political capital. So it's hard to see how the Yes campaign can be improved, but it clearly needs to be.
Michelle Grattan, thank you very much.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.